Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You'll still be working 9 to 5, but how about over 4 days? People Before Profit have said in their election manifesto that if successful, they want to introduce a 4-day working week. You'll still get the same salary plus 2 additional bank holidays, but is it a realistic proposal? John is with us in Galway. John, I believe you are an employer. Is the traditional Monday to Friday 9 to 5 out of date?
Well, hello, Andrea. I think that I've no problem with the 4-day week, but I sell chickens down here and we have to give chickens 7 days a week. You know what I mean? So I think the whole concept is looked fresh from the public sector, maybe, and 40-hour week, which is down to 35 hours anyway. So I think we need to redefine the week. You know what I mean? Like one time was the Sabbath or Sunday and your rest day, but now there's more shopping done on Sunday than any day.
Yeah.
So I know Margaret Cox wrote a book there from the ICE group about the 4-day week. Like, and that's where I differ with her, because a lot of people plan now with all the bank holidays and everything to have long weekends and everything. So they're getting more days off than they're working. I don't want to sound like Michael O'Leary now.
Yeah, but I take your point, though. What is the working week? And look, the working week is very different, you know, depending on what sector you're talking to. I appreciate in your line of work, you know, there's no such thing as Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. But I suppose is there a way to, in whatever your industry or sector, I wonder, is there a way, John, to look at squeezing more hours maybe into one day, you know, and having people work less days?
Well, Andrea, I suppose the one thing I disagree with you there is squeezing more hours into one day, because that's not the whole concept of the 4-day working week. You know, the 4-day working week is to give you more time. So I think that the whole week needs to be redefined. And so it's funny to put you on at 12:40 there with the retirement. Mm. We have a lot of people working for us now, coming back into the workforce, working 20 hours a week. You know, 5-4 hours, or, you know what I mean? But that doesn't, they might be working Saturday and Sunday, because they're bored at home, you know. So a lot of people now are planning, if you look at even any TikToks or anything like that, it's all, right, St. Bridget's Day. If you work that out on the Monday and you take the Friday off, you save all your holidays. But that's very hard from an employer's point of view then. So I don't think you want to cram more hours into the working day. If you bring back 5 days into 4 days, that's only making someone work harder. And
I accept that. I suppose I was sort of thinking of, you know, maybe the likes of your nurses and the guards who might work a shorter week but more hours in the day. You know, they might.
Well, I think they do that anyways. I think nurses and guards work 12-hour shifts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you probably picked the wrong one there. But and that's fine as well. But I think that if, like, you have to work it out as a seven day and 24 hours. So like, there's an awful lot of medical factories here in Galway working 24-hour shifts. So you could also look at it in a more realistic way and say, improve the environment. That, do you need 2 cars? You know what I mean? That's it. One car might do you instead of having 2 cars. So if you work out that one person works 3 days and the other works 4 days, and that's 7 days. And I know you might say, where's the family life? But there is still plenty of time for family life within that. You know, so it's rather than someone coming along and saying, and I'm not into politics, like, but rather than someone coming along and saying, I'm going to be in a 4-day week as a headline, I think it needs a much, much more in-depth analysis than that.
Okay. Stay with me. Georgina's on the line as well. It's 1800 453 106. Would you like to see a 4-day working week brought in, Georgina?
Well, like, you know, it's not reality. It's a lovely idea. Lovely idea. But it's like offering sweets to children. It's not going to work. Well, it's not going to work in my sector. I'm in the farming sector. Like, what do I say to the animals? I'm going to feed you Monday to Thursday, but you may fend for yourself Friday to Sunday. It's not practical. I mean, there are certain industries that definitely could look at it, and that's great. But they're definitely the minority. You can't run a shop if you don't have people working behind the till on Friday. You can't. You know, you can't go to hospital if the nurses aren't there on the Friday. We certainly can't operate our business. So it's a lovely idea, but it's not reality. It's just looking for votes, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, look, I know a lot of the parties are out and launching manifestos, and we hear loads of different ideas and suggestions that have been thrown out there. But even just to park the politics, you know, the election and political manifestos for the moment, I just wonder about the concept of a 4-day working week. And yeah, well, how realistic it is.
you know, obviously if you're a mum or you're a dad and you've got young kids, it's a brilliant idea. There's no one doubting that it's not a brilliant idea. And although I would say what your previous caller was saying was that it depends on what you do on the other days, you know, for your mental health and stuff. But it's a lovely idea, but I just can't see how it could work. That's my big, like, it definitely couldn't work in any of the farming industries.
Well, that's yourself and John nowadays. Like, for instance, I've only talked to two people today, but for you and John, this wouldn't work. Straight away.
No, not at all. Like, not a chance would it work. Like, I have to be up at 6 o'clock every morning and I have to feed my horses. And I can't say to them, I'm not going to turn up on these days. I mean, obviously farming is totally different. It's 24/7. You know, we work 365 days of the year. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. But we love what we do. We're very lucky to do what we do. But, you know, anything that's connected to that, or say you're a mushroom farmer, if you don't pick the mushrooms, they go off. If you don't pick the eggs, they're under the hens. I'm sure there are some office jobs that maybe it does work. But then I wondered, does cramming 5 days into 4 days, does it add stress? Does it, you know, does productivity go down? I don't know. There'll be studies done somewhere that will tell you whether it works or not.
Yeah. Well, if a text here from a listener on this who says, I'm actually a public sector worker and I work a 4 day week, but it's 12-hour shifts. And I can tell you it's hard going, especially at this time of the year. So no employer is going to pay anybody the same amount of money for less hours. Let me bring in Grace Williams as well. Stay with me, Georgina. Grace Williams is from the trade union Forsa, because this is something that you've been campaigning for, Grace, for the past number of years.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having us on. So, yes, Forsa has been leading out on the conversation to introduce a 4 day week now for, it's probably 5 years since we launched our campaign. And what we're seeing is there is real momentum building behind that campaign. There's real interest in introducing and exploring what a 4 day week looks like, not just for workers, but for employers as well. We know that there are benefits for both sides of that conversation. So from a Forsa perspective, we're really looking to build on that conversation and to see how those benefits can be realised in the public and civil service.
So I don't know if you got to hear Georgina and John, Grace, a few moments ago. Like, so for both of those in their industries, this wouldn't work at all. So can you explain to listeners who exactly would this work for?
I suppose there's not a one-size-fits-all approach to the 4 day week, and I think that's the first thing to address here, that certainly from a Forsa perspective, we would be advocating that this has to be done in consultation with workers, with their employers. We know in organisations where this has been introduced, that has certainly been the case. Forsa would be advocating for the 180-100 model, so we're looking for 100% of pay to work 80% of the time for 100% of productivity. But really what we've seen...
How do you enforce that, though?
From,
so sorry, 100% pay, so same salary, 4 day week. And how do you enforce? How can you enforce, though, that there would be, or ensure that there would be the 100% productivity?
So what we've seen is research actually shows that productivity is either maintained or it actually increases. And those studies come from the private sector. So we know in a pilot done in the UK, out of 61 private sector organisations, 56 of those chose to continue with the 4 day week following their pilot. We saw that there was increased or maintained productivity in those organisations, and staff also benefited from improved well-being, from improved work-life balance, improved time with their family. So really the benefits speak for themselves from the research, that employers will benefit from at least maintaining, if not improving, productivity. But certainly workers will also benefit from that time as well.
So is it your argument in Forsa then that, you know, in some way, every sector can actually apply this 100-180 rule? Or 80-180 rule, I should say.
Yeah, the 180-100 model. So what we're advocating for is that there would be a trial of this done in the public and civil service. That's what we're asking for. We know that
schools,
this works in the private sector. We know that this is something that has been introduced in many private sector organisations, and plenty of research in Ireland and across the world shows that. The only public sector model that has had a pilot is in Iceland, and we saw that actually in the public service in Iceland, productivity was maintained or improved there as well. So what we're hoping
what
for...
What areas,
is
though, sorry, Grace, of the public service?
It's a conversation, what we're looking for, about introducing this. And that's really it. We're hoping to sit down with government and to explore what the best areas in the Irish public service are. I'm not going to sit here and prescribe that to your listeners, but I'm happy to have a conversation with government and with the incoming ministers about where best to pilot it. And with any pilot, we can assess and evaluate things as they progress and look at the results as they come out.
I can tell you the listeners have jumped on the element of the schools straight away. I mean, would we be talking potentially about maybe schools going to a 4-day week?
What I'm saying is that we have to have that conversation. I'm not going to commit to certain areas. Yeah. I'm happy, you know, we need to talk to government about where this is appropriate. It's not going to work everywhere. Let's explore that conversation. You know, let's have a discussion about where best it's going to work. I think at the very least we can try this. We can have a conversation about the results. We can see the impact of the 4-day week and look at that and look at the effects of it once the pilot is concluded.
Well, on that, straight away now, listeners in touch, a 4-day week, in my opinion, the healthcare sector is the area most in need of reducing the working hours per week. They should have the 4-day week. If you wouldn't want your airplane pilot sleep deprived and overworked, so why would you want your nurses and doctors to be? Another texter, a 4-day working week, it can work across every sector, including farming. It would mean more people doing less hours and that's all. It's very simple. So is it just that simple then, Georgina?
Not that simple. That's crazy stuff. So that's fine if we had lots of people to employ. But like the farming sector is under pressure. We're very lucky here. We're not under pressure. But if I had to go out and employ 3 more people to make up for the people that aren't here, first of all, that costs me additional money.
Where are you
in
going
every
to find
area.
Them?
And where am I going to find them? Well, yeah, there's no one disagreeing with this. It's a lovely idea. My children would do a dance if I said to them, here, good news, lads, you're down 4 days a week. I suppose they could fill in and they could work more
on
the farm.
Yeah, they could work.
But, you know,
oh, sure, the teacher texts and everything are going to start now about this. I can see it's just coming in already.
It's a lovely idea. No one's doubting that it's not a lovely idea. I can tell you categorically, it wouldn't work in our sector.
Okay. Well, and Grace is very, you know, fairly adamant there that, you know, that it will if we have discussions about it and talk about it. That's Grace.
Well,
Grace.
Every farm is looking for more people to employ.
Yeah.
So they aren't there. So yes, 100%. If there was a lot more people that were out there to work on in these areas, then maybe you could do it. And if you said, right, you're going to reduce insurance or whatever, that's perfect.
Grace Williams was with us there a few moments ago as well. She is from the Forsyth Trade Union. And we've Jamie with us. Jamie Groom is the CEO and co-founder of Rent a Recruiter. Jamie, I believe you guys actually implemented a 4-day week, working week. How is that going?
Pretty well, we implemented just over 2 years ago on a trial, and we measured it against our productivity for the 2 previous years, and it worked out really well. So we kept it on there. We're doing it over 2 years at this stage now, and the team love it, and we've even put them, because we're a remote business as well, we had put them a couple of times if you had to choose between one, and they've all chosen they'd rather come back into the office 4 days a week than lose their 3-day weekend, so to say.
But in terms of productivity, like just even to apply Force's rule of the 180-100, are you getting 100% productivity from staff?
Yeah.
You are, yeah.
Yeah. Some of them are they're even better at it. Like what we do, like you can't just change, like we to lean a lot of processes, like a lot of our meetings and stuff. Like we only have 3 meetings a week now with the team where we will have before. And coming into the meeting, everyone has their ideas and what they want to discuss ready. Rather, because a lot of meetings I know from years and years of working, you can be sitting there for 20 minutes, thinking of something.
Total talking chops.
You know what I mean?
The
waste of time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you work that out, that could be an extra 2-3 hours a week, or maybe even an hour or two a week. But if you look at all your different processes and say, look, how can we make this better? How can we make this better? Like, it all comes down to half a day, maybe even sometimes a day, that you can fix and you can improve on.
Yeah. So you recommended, you think then we should trial or pilot something like this?
It worked very well. I'm not sure with all the trees, like someone said there, just hire more people. But if you're giving someone 100% pay for 4-day week, to hire 2 or 3 more people is a lot of cost to a business. So we need to find how to work in all different sectors, all different industries.
But do your staff work longer hours on the 4 days at the hour? No. They just do the 9 to 5 effectively in...
Yeah.
Over the 40.
Yeah, I really like home in and time management there. It really does make a difference if people plan their days, plan what they have to do. Everyone knows what they can do in a week because our service is a little bit different to normal recruitment. We embed our recruiters into companies for our talent solutions. So we know what everyone can do in 4 days. And everyone does it. I will be honest, there is 1 or 2 people in the office. The odd time will do a couple of hours on Friday that you can get done.
Your line isn't great there. We're going to try, Jimmy, maybe and reconnect with you. Listener here says, I'm self-employed. I would actually just love a five-day week. I can well believe there's self-employed people listening to this probably absolutely go mad at the radio at the moment. Another texter says, if the HSE goes to a four-day week, the trolley crisis and the waiting lists would go absolutely through the roof. Hugh is in Wexford. Hugh, you're a business owner. This four-day hybrid working week, what's your thoughts?
Well, when we spoke about it, I suppose it was a few years ago, it was pre-COVID, so I think everything has changed since that, and the whole working landscape has changed. So where it was, we were coming across requests about it, and it was a lot more of a discussion point. Since COVID, we don't find that, because I think hybrid working has taken away the focus of it, and that's not to relate a four-day week with working working one day a week from home. But we don't really see, I think it's not as important as it would have been pre-COVID. Certainly it's not something that I'm coming across. And I was talking to fellow business owners and our own staff that had mentioned that and was being muted, but not anymore. No, I have to say, since COVID, it's not something that pops up anymore.
Should we look at it at all then? Should we examine this pilot?
No, absolutely. I think anything that... I think if the mindset changes and if the individual or a company, if the culture is there, it can work. I mean, it would take a mindset change. Some staff will really adapt to it. And I mean, if you know that you're going to get an extra day of a weekend, essentially, I can imagine productivity is certainly going to go up, and it can be done within 4 days. But there is a lot, like some of your commentators are saying there's a lot to be considered. But something like this is, I guess it's a progressive thing to at least be put out there for discussion. I mean, that's what its job is, to try and improve the work-life balance.
There's a lot of interaction from listeners today about this. Darren in Tipperary says the four-day working week will only work for the public sector, but if they do, they should be rostered to work over the weekend. So the public sector should work 7 days a week and they shouldn't get any overtime for it. This listener says, I'm already working a four-day week full-time since September. I do Tuesday to Friday and it is fantastic. When I go back to work on a Tuesday, I'm super fresh, craving to get back to the office, and Monday is the day for paperwork, shopping and cleaning. Another texter regarding the four-day week, working week. I have a small construction company with 7 staff and implemented the four-day working week 2 years ago. We worked slightly longer days to make up 37 hours in the week. We get every Friday off. It is great for the lads and for morale, but productivity is way down compared to the five-day week. No doubt about it. Keep your thoughts coming into us. Would you support a four-day working week?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.